So last week we sort of got through the banner. We were hoping to get the whole profile, but we barely got the banner. We were just putting the finishing touches on it now too. And the banner, it's kind of like a website. It's kind of like your business. It always needs tweaking. It always needs adjusting. But you do need to start someplace. I mean, there's no reason to wait and say, well, it's not perfect yet. Because you know what's going to happen? It's never going to be perfect. It will never be perfect. Because tomorrow you wake up and there's a new idea and you new start and you're evolving and digital marketing is evolving and LinkedIn is evolving every day and almost on a daily basis now. And I mean, you see the whole technology field moving forward so fast. And so it's kind of like you just have to get the base to get the to get going. And then a couple of months later, you're like, well, you know, now I'm doing things a little bit different, and let me just rephrase that some. I mean, I was just having some conversations with the big, about big LinkedIn people, like the ones that have that had the tens of thousands of followers and post daily and stuff. They have a new banner like every other week, and the title, the headline text, they basically change it almost daily. So, but that's when you're heavily involved and you have a presence and people know you. So you try different things, you test it out and stuff like that. But the most important about the whole LinkedIn profile makeover is the fact that you want to send some message out because you want to be known for something in the online digital realm of existence. And then it's about interaction and doing some posts and engaging and commenting on other, you know, and just creating the relationships. That's LinkedIn. The number one problem people, I mean, I think the number one issue is that people have LinkedIn, they consider it as a sales business platform. And I think that's wrong. I think that's a wrong misconception. I think LinkedIn is only a networking platform, like when me and Paul met at the GBK, so the Good Business Karma Network and on Zoom. That's how I got to Good Business Karma is through LinkedIn. And then in other places, I meet other people. But when people then again look at me and say, hey, what does he do? Well, they look at my LinkedIn profile, and that's why it's there. But there it is only to connect, to present yourself, to put the CV out, and then you talk to other people and you meet them and you engage. And that's where then the business happens. So people think, oh, yeah, no, I'm going to sell on LinkedIn. Not much. Not much. It's just your CV and a place where you hang out to meet other cool people like Paul. So that's what this is about. So I don't know, like you have the, do you have Paul? Do you have the banner downloaded? And can we put it on your profile now, this version? May do some tweaking to it later as well, but
Oh, you want me to do that on my end? Okay.
yeah, because I don't have access to your account,
Sure.
you know, and
Yeah.
I don't
I
want
didn't
to do
do
it.
it yet, but I can do it now. Am I supposed to be sharing my screen for this or just do whatever?
I could no, I could share it for me. Just do your thing, and I'm just
Yeah,
gonna.
let me just let me.
I'm gonna go to your profile. I'll just hit F5, and we'll see what it looks like. The difference. It's gonna be interesting.
I downloaded it on my phone, but not on my computer yet. So,
No problem. No problem. And we'll
fine.
go to the, and then because you're gonna be editing it, and we're gonna be talking about the other aspects of it, and we could use that profile picture I changed to make it to see what it looks like along with that. And again, profile pictures is the same thing as banner. Could just change it every 2 to 3 months just to update it. You know, you don't want to, you can experiment with it. Let me share the screen here.
So I have yeah, I'll apply it right now.
Right. So this is the original I'm showing now.
Right. Okay. So it has applied, it says, although it didn't take. Hold on. Change the photo. Upload. There it is. Adding it there. Apply. Boom.
Got it there.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to hit now refresh and boom, boom. And I even hit the stars pretty well.
Look at that. Starry Paul head. Yes, love it.
There's a little too much white space over here between the image and that, but we could still clear on that. But that's fine also. I mean, it could be moved a little bit to the left, so it's a little bit too much to the right. But those are small adjustments, and you can't, it's hard to do them in like the design program because then the profile photo goes over it. So that's why that is there. So it's kind of like complicated.
Yeah,
Yeah,
and
but
I guess we should ask anyone who is watching, they saw the before, they saw the after, like, what do you think? Like, how? You know, because I'm trying to communicate clear value to people out there, right? So it's like, so what do you be if people are want to comment or later, you know, cause let us know, like, what do you think between what is there and what is now, and then that will help us
definitely.
tweak it a little bit, I think, right?
Definitely all feedback is welcomed always. I'm going to turn on the chat here too so that we can see chat. I didn't turn on my monitoring yet. And can you also, Paul, then now do that profile picture?
Sure. The one that you wanted me to do there.
Let's change the profile picture to that brightened up one. Because this one, like I said, this one to me looks like a sort of obituary type picture with the dark lines around it. Because especially when I looked, I was like, wow, that actually has like two. It's cut off. So I couldn't do a different picture because I had to leave the lines there. But I just didn't like the black ones. So I made a happier picture.
Trying to, it's giving me some issues. Okay, here we go. I'm going to add a photo, upload the photo. Here it is. Kaploosh. All right, it has been added.
So let's see this change now. F5. Boo boo.
Kaplow.
It's happier. What do you think? What is your impression?
My impression, I liked the picture that was there. It was taken by a professional photographer here in my home office. I had to sort of manufacture it so that it would fit. The black lines were me, you know, cropping it. I do understand. I mean, here, we can try this. Watch this. This might be something. Let me see. You want something sunnier, happier, is what you're saying. So let me.
Yeah, something more positive.
It's a handsome picture. A handsome color.
That's without a doubt, except. Like I said, the background I didn't like. It was sort of set in a Stephen King movie. A beautiful picture set inside of a deep, dark forest in a Stephen King movie. And kind of, I think you're getting, it's sort of disappearing. I'm not sure if that's you or me, but I get some feedback. And maybe it's on your mic there someplace.
Oh.
Like a noise that's coming through. I don't know.
I don't hear it on my end. But whatever. The picture is fine for now because I don't want to waste any more time trying to find it. So. But I have others that, you know, could work also. Yeah, for whatever reason, my mic is acting funny. I'm not sure why.
It's not a huge, huge issue. It's just
if
it's maybe like turning a little bit different or something, maybe you have some phone interference in there or something like that.
Yeah.
Not sure. But yeah, so this is the basic thing. This is what people see. So then that's why you sort of want to have it shine, especially on my, like, that's the other thing is people have two different settings on LinkedIn, and it would be great if you could make a design for dark and for light mode on the LinkedIn, because of course the yellow looks great in a dark mode on my screen, but if somebody's using just regular white mode, then the impression may be a little bit different. So it'd be great to have like two different things for setting for, you know, with these images. But now let's go to the other key thing, which is pretty important. And that's the headline over here. And it's helping biz owners present clear value to grow their brand. When you comment on something, and I'm thinking, we could show it anywhere, but I would be great. I think I'll show it on the last week's event, maybe, is Will, because you did leave comments on there. And let's see, because what I want to get to is, I want to show everybody where, there we go. I'm going to go to the comment section here. Oh, just opened up here. See, this is what it is. It's like, here's the headline is basically, and this is another reason why you comment is because this is your people. When you comment, that's why I say about the brighter pictures again. So you sort of stand out. And then also, even in this, in the comments, and here it's helping biz owners present. That's your introduction to people. That's what they see even before they go to your profile. So this basically, the headline text is important because it gets people to go see your headline. I mean, to go see your profile. The headline text will help people, you know, has to motivate people. Like, do I need to even take a look at what he's about? So
right.
I'm thinking like helping biz owners present clear value to grow their brand. I feel you should have, I mean, I was thinking about it this morning because I think it should be, what was the phrase? I didn't write it down. Usually I have to write down ideas and stuff, but that's an important side note is if you always have your phone ready now today, it used to be pen and paper, but when you have an idea, always write it down, notepad and a pen. But it was something about speaking. I help you. First, the help is like, you know, that's what everybody's here to help and to service and to do business. So I try to leave that out of it. And that's why mine says, forget if I changed it or not yet. Yeah, LinkedIn profile makeovers. That's what I'm doing right now. That's why I used as a marketing thing. That's my marketing phrase of the week. Like I said, again, these things can change almost every day.
Sure, yeah.
But it should be in the way of the star presenters or confident presenting or something like that. Public speaking, confident public speaker, something along those lines. I would, you know, teaching, you know, it's just, in your headline text, it should say, for example, courses, you know, I offer courses. Again, it's like, but public speaking courses, maybe. Something along those lines, like public speaking confidence, speak in public confidently, like speak to the client, sort of. So something like that. I mean, I don't know what sticks with you. What would?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm just trying to learn. You know what? I'm not sure what would sound better if I did. Then I, you know, I guess I wouldn't need a makeover, right? I don't.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah. No, I'm just like what I'm saying is anything seem to? Do you like any of this? I'm just brainstorming.
Well, I mean, and maybe our viewers will have the same challenges. I might think one thing is helpful when the people who aren't thinking the way I am, who are looking at my profile, which is everybody, will need something different. So if I advertise something like courses or public speaking, I see that as missing the mark a little bit, because I have courses. Yes. Is that how I want to engage with people? No, like not in my priority is not for someone to take a course. Right. So that number one. Number two, public speaking from my perspective has a connotation to it where some people are like, yes, I want to be a public speaker and I want to go down that route. Then there are people like, I run a business. I do not want to be a public speaker. No, thanks. So do you see where?
I understand. Yeah.
So that's where my head goes. That's where my head goes. You know.
So these things are always a tuck and pull. It's kind of like, you got to sort of, you know, say like, listen this way, but yeah, you can, and it's, and you know, again, it could be hours and hours. People can debate just two words. And I remember this story one time. They told me a mathematician and a physicist were married and they spent an all night fighting about zero, just hours and hours debating and fighting and arguing about zero, which is the biggest paradox in life. But because math sees zero differently than physics, and so the meaning of zero in physics is different than in math, and when the mathematician talks to the physicist, they can just argue over nothing all night. But that goes with the marketing, is sort of, again, it's like you just have one argument, second argument, third, and then there's all these views, and you could always, you know, you could have discussions about it. But but you got to go back and forth, and you got to get the feedback. So I'm thinking like speak. It should be something with speaking, because you are teaching people to speak. That is the core product. Whether the public, that's a different story again. So it's maybe promote your brand, but then the promote loses the speaking again. So sort of like, you know, again, we're back in how do you combine the two words? So I'm thinking speaking, promoting on video, on live performances, because you're talking about like speaking into people, to audiences, right? So
yeah,
speak to customers with confidence, speak to clients.
Yeah. Well, if we're going to use the word audience, I think it should be target audience, because one, again, from my perspective, the word audience could mean one thing to someone who is a performer by trade, like an artist has an audience.
Right.
But also businesses have audiences, right? The people they want to serve. So
how about speak to target audiences with confidence?
Sure. Yeah.
So put it in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. Oh, right. I have to do this. All right.
Yeah. So let's put it in. Let's see what it looks like. Let's see how that changes even on the old one. So speak to target audiences with confidence, or confidently, but I think with confidence is better.
Okay. Saved. I also updated my picture, by the way. Sunnier. Oh. It's a bit sunnier.
Okay, good. Well, I know you're in Chicago with the rain and cold, but hey, you know, it's always makes people feel better when they see a sunnier picture. But we'll see it now here, and it is, oh, this is the part two. This is me, and this is us here, and we'll go to the comments, and let's see what it's like. There you go, Paul Kreider. Yep, that's a good picture.
See how sunny I am?
Yes, yes, and you see the message now, how it changed? I think that speaks to people more.
Great, cool.
I feel good about that one.
Do you feel do you feel confident about it?
Yes, you know? I think despite not being the target audience, really, I feel confident about it.
Confident.
No, but yeah, no, I think this one is speak to your target audience with confidence. I think that presents a very clear something. And then it has to also sort of, you know, evoke a little bit of curiosity. So people are like, well, speak to your target audience with confidence. What is that? I guess, I mean, everybody will know it's going to be about speaking, but then they click on it and that's what they see. Yep. See, good picture. I think this one is very good because just the light background just makes it so much more fun. And
sure.
And so this is this part. And then now let's go look at the about.
Okay.
And there is the about section, again, can be debated for hours and hours and hours. And I don't think we can really finish it here within the hour, but let's just talk about some of it. I help executives, thought leaders, and their teams find, shape, and showcase the stories that amplify their brands and grow their business. That message is perfectly fine. Just the whole text, if you look at the whole thing, like the first line is good. That if you look at the about section, though, it's not broken down enough, I feel. It's sort of like the I would cut the lines, make it a little, you know, like every line, not every, but a lot of lines, I would just make half the length, sort of, because people, when they see this, I'll tell you what my personal thing is from reading a lot of text and doing 20, 30 pages of translation every day and 15 years ago or so, I get bored and lost in that huge, massive text. So I'm just going to read the first line, maybe the bullet points. But since the bullet points is so long, I get bored with it about right here. Is your company or personal story pushing clients away? And that's where I end. So this I will not even get to when I'm reading, because are your target customers lacking an interest? That would be my next one. And then needed to purchase, I would not get to that rest of the line. You understand what my thing about the bullet points? It's kind of like when you want to try to get the message again. This page... This about section is your sort of your follow-up to your first pitch. So your headline and your text in the headline, your banner and your profile picture, sort of a sales pitch. And here you break down more of the offer, what you're trying to present and sell. And if it's some people just, and when I first started, I'm guilty of this as well, is the about section was told to me that it's supposed to be your life story where you attract people and stuff like that. But in a way, that works as well in certain respect. But for me, if you want to use it if I'm looking to use LinkedIn as a professional platform, I think the shorter the better. Or that doesn't mean like three sentences. That just means sort of just, you know, even visually the text has to be, you know, I would maybe get rid of a lot of the stuff because, you know, yeah, next step and stuff. That's, again, this, for example, this is completely... You know, I mean, it could be in there, but the fact is, that's what you put up here. That's what you have here. You can have the link. That's one thing that your profile is missing, like the link to your website or stuff. So I would put the courses here.
Isn't the link to the website is in the contact info? It should be there, right? Or if you go up here, where it says more, right? Book an appointment, more.
Yeah. But on looking at my thing is here, if I'm going to go to my profile now to show you how I did it, and it's right here. You can use this link right there. That sends you directly to wherever you want to send people to.
Right, okay.
And that's my page. So I'm saying this, yeah, this is where...
If you click on the contact info, that's where all my websites are.
Yeah, but it should not, you know, there's an opportunity to put it in the... I'm saying it's an opportunity. It's a missed opportunity if you're not using this line right here, which edits over here. I'm going to show you where it is. It's right here. And if you just do the edit, blah, 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 you go down here and it's right here on the bottom, order the website. So if you go there and you just put your, let's say, where your courses are, and then you do the LinkedIn text, then you do the text, link text. So you do wherever you, this basically, they should send you this, this right here from the address just before the followers should send you to, should send the people to your landing page off yeah. of LinkedIn. So whatever so, it is, website.
Do it, show me again where that section is just so
it's
I can.
Right it. Here when you click on edit the profile, and it's almost at the bottom, website.
Okay, wait, so let me, all right, so, okay, and then I'm all the way, I go all the way to my bottom. I don't have that option. I have custom button. Is that what, I edit custom button?
It's, that's a custom button. It's a little different. I think probably you don't have the creator mode turned on either, right?
I don't know.
Okay, let's look at that. And I would, it's been so long that I've been turning my creator mode on that I don't even know where it is. But very easy again, turn on. That's where creator mode in then. This first step in activating, go to your LinkedIn profile, getting to your LinkedIn profile, find the resources section, once you're in profile, scroll down. Okay, so you got to go to resources. Let me see. So, resources. Profile and skill, publication links, interest. Is it here? Yeah, resources. Do you have the resources here? Because I don't see it. I mean, I'll look at.
Yeah, I have the resources button there. Yeah.
Okay. And so we go to, which one is this? Resources. Creator mode. Creator mode button. If you go to resources, you should find the creator mode button on there. Go there myself. It's personal save activity.
I don't have it. Like you, I don't have it there.
Yeah, because I turned on the creator profile, and that's where that is. That's where that link is.
Oh, you said resources. Where is I didn't see where you.
I have it, but because I have it different. Because I mean, I'm watching my profile. I'm gonna get to you now. Because when you watch your own profile, you see a little bit different than the people that.
Yeah, I didn't follow how you turned on creator mode.
And I've done it so long ago, and almost everybody has it turned on. So it's kind of like it's one of those weird things on LinkedIn that. You have to like have a regular user and then profile. But if you click on more, like, do you have resources there someplace?
Yeah, I have resources.
So click on that.
Yeah. Send profile message, save to PDF, personal demographic information, saved items, activity, and about this profile.
I think it's going to be about this profile.
Okay.
Locate.
No, it's not there.
LinkedIn creator mode. And features, creator mode, follow button. Let's share this tab because I'm looking up this thing. It's view profile, resources section, and then locate when there is a look for the creator mode option. It's usually displayed with a simple on off toggle switch. So I will go to my thing and I will click on resources because you got it. I remember I did that a long time ago. About this profile, verify, no, see the activity that just takes you here. Keep changing. That's what I mean. They keep changing all the time. And it's probably settings and privacy in the account. Account preferences, Microsoft, retry, sync. You have a preferred feed, effects, plain content, dark mode, verifications, personal industry. Because they changed it last year because they want to change all sorts of stuff. And
so what I was able to do is I had a button on there was book an appointment, and I changed that to visit my website.
Oh, okay.
But now I can't have book an appointment. But
that's the button. That's different. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That is different than that. But get stuck on that. When you find creator mode toggle, you'll notice it's currently off. Sometimes LinkedIn may display a small preview creator mode on. See where is creator mode on. Within the resources section, and I'm like, I'm in the resources section and I just don't see it. But anyway, so let me go one more time here, and if I can't find it now, I'll just save to PDF, personal save items, send profile about this profile. I can't find it right now, but it's interesting that you don't have it and then they changed it, they moved it someplace else.
Yeah,
We'll work on that later. I mean, but there is a, and I'll just do something just on turning the LinkedIn profile now on, because obviously I myself have outdated information on this. That's interesting.
So pull up my profile again. I just want to see what it looks like to an outsider.
Yeah, share this tab instead. There you go.
Yeah, so visit my website is there now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. People use book appointment and stuff, but I'm just, this is really puzzling and troubling me because I hate it when I can't do something and post an activity. There's job posting now. Just would have to look at this stuff. Anyway, so yeah, I would use that. You know, again, you have this here. We stopped at the about section, but you have this here.
And your critique is there's, from your perspective, there's too much text there. So
yeah,
I would shorten things up to make it short and sweet. And thus in lies the challenge of, you know, that's the challenge of everything. Everything has to be short and sweet and convey clear value as soon as possible. Now, interestingly, as you might imagine, this style on my for the about section was something that I was guided to do previously.
Oh yes, me too. I mean, yeah. My first one that I started was like this long, and then I'll tell you again, and I will.
Because this one, because the advice was what I had before, wasn't helping target customers or people understand what problems I, what pains I discover and problems I solve, right? And so that's why the profile looks the way it is based on previous.
Oh yeah, no. Like I said, there's different schools of thought on this, and I hate talking about other people's profiles and stuff, but I think this one I will do. Okay, I'm gonna share this tab because I do follow Luke and we're connected and we do comment and exchange stuff. So I'll share this one, and this is a perfect banner for somebody who's got 184,000 followers.
Okay,
just white, you know.
Right.
You can study all.
So actually, this is a cool exercise. So Luke clearly has a lot of followers and people interested in his work.
Right.
He says that he teaches you AI writing. Cool. But he doesn't use his banner. Maybe because he's moved past a point where he doesn't need to. Okay.
Exactly. He's been around for 5 years active, and you know, so he just, and he tries different things and different products. And so right now he's just trying this because he left actually for Twitter, and now he's big on Substack. So he goes back and forth between the different platforms. You know, you would see some of his older ones, then that would be different again. But right now, I think this last week he decided for this, and it's like, yeah, when you have couple hundred thousand followers, you could do anything you want. And that's always my thing also, because people say, oh, well, you want to be just like Mr. Beast. I'm like, well, you know, if you're gonna have a million followers, you could basically do a video about how you found a piece of poop somewhere on the living room floor, and everybody be like, and you still get a million views,
right?
So it's kind of like, yeah, you can't really take that in. But the about section is what I wanted to show you, is his about section. And regardless of what text is on there and stuff, that's what I'm talking about, the structure, you know, kind of like shorter sentences.
Okay, so not limit how much text there is, but shorten and space it in
the way you express it. Yeah, exactly. If you want to have more text, you know, that's the thing. And I sort of was setting up my service page last week, and this is the way I structured it now, because I just want to simplify it and focus it just on the one product. So compare his to mine about, sort of, you know, and I just did this, you know, that's mine right now. At this point, I may want to expand on it, elaborate, but right now, no.
And I know that we've moved on from the banner, but just go up to your banner for a second. I just wanted to remember something. Okay. So your profile picture, you look like you have like a fun little smirky face, right? So I
always look like that.
Okay. So like,
that's me.
Okay. So my previous more stoic looking picture compared to that one.
It's not about the stoic. It's about the colors.
I see. Okay. So, all right. Just so that's another clarification. So
yeah. Yeah, okay. It wasn't about the way you looking at people. It was about you're looking at the people from the dark forest.
Okay. So that. Yeah. Thank you for clarifying that, because I was trying to figure out.
No, it was
many people's profile pictures. They look, you know, like they're like a serious professional person, right?
Yes. You want to smile a little bit more because you sort of, the profile picture is a whole, again, you could, especially with photographers, they'll tell you as well, is the extra heavy sort of professional look is, I sort of intentionally did this because everybody looks so professional and serious on LinkedIn. So I'm kind of like just trying to look different. I'm not happy with this. I will tell you, because being a perfectionist, I'm not perfectly happy with this, but it's the best one I found so far. So I kind of run with it. But you want to look in the profile picture like you want to talk to people, like you're approachable, you're welcoming them, and just have a good time. And that's basically what I'm trying to have, is just have a good time with the social media. But yeah, you do want to have a more welcoming sort of a look, you know, like in the engineering department or the back office AI tech guy kind of a look is definitely not the way to go. The serious professional is another one. You know, like there's all sorts of different views and stuff and looks you can give, but you do want to kind of like tell people sort of, hey, I'm glad to see you came to, you stopped by my profile. That's the sort of a type of a feeling you want to get from it, but everybody's different. And again, if you want to be more serious, hey, no problem with that. Just make it sort of stand out. You know, like when you engage on LinkedIn, all people see is that one little dot next to you, and that's what they'll remember you by. And if that sort of lights out, shines bright out of the screen, you tend to get more attention.
Right. Yeah. No, that makes sense. Thank you. And good. That helps clarify, because I think it may have been a semantics issue. So
yeah. Exactly. So it's like, cool. You know, we could play with it later, and then you send me something and I could do the backgrounds and stuff on it and whatever, edit, and we could different variants, try out whatever you're going to, but it's not about the facial expression per se. It's about the whole background and stuff. Just make it light up. That's cool. But yeah, that's the example of the about section. And then there's the whole services that I've started doing also. And it got me very good push in the algorithm anyway.
Great.
And this was the services. I don't know if you have that filled out or not, but I filled out my services this way.
Yeah, I should have the services section.
And then I have the examples of the work. I mean, everybody has a services section. It's not like a secret thing. It's just now they're working with it a little bit, and you should have like examples of your work.
Yeah. If you pull mine up, I think you'll, well, let me know what you think of what
I have. Yeah, I just showed mine now. Let's go to yours.
Look at that sunny photo.
Yep. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. Is like, if you look at, let me go back here again and just see that. You see like Luke right there. It's got that white background so you can easily see it, you know, and basically all of them, you know, Matt that we just met yesterday, and he's not really big on LinkedIn either. So he's got that professional salesperson representative look, and you know, you could definitely see that, you know, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's just very professional. And I will talk to him later, and maybe we'll work on that as well. I don't know, but I would make him light up a little bit better. That's my opinion. And again, a lot of these design things are a matter of opinion and perspective. And there's going to be people that will like that darker look. And then there's people that, but it's all about, again, target audience you're trying to attract, right?
Yeah.
So let's see your services. Request services. Okay, you have the services here. Request services. Oh, I can't pull that up. That's something you would have to do.
What do you want?
Because I have only request services, which is interesting. So public speaking, position, brand, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So you could request services from there. I guess that's because I see it from my perspective. But
From your perspective, doesn't it list a whole bunch of services?
Yeah. And that's it. I don't see the setup page. I think you will have to share the screen. You will have to go to that services and share your screen.
Okay.
I'm going to stop sharing here.
Okay, I'll share then.
And you could share, and I have to accept the sharing here. And then you show us your services on there. There you go. Because I can't get into that because it's just the two versions of the LinkedIn. So
Okay.
So we got the services. Yes, you have the YouTube. Those are like, are those the, like if you click on that, that goes to YouTube channels and stuff? Okay. Yeah. And what is it? Go back to the show all services. Yeah, this text is the one that you have at the front, but yeah, it's you know, again, you may want to update and stuff. And I had a hard time like kind of picking out the right stuff too. So that's always a thing. But yeah, this is the services that you have that you picked out. And the one thing I do mind about LinkedIn services is the fact that it's like very limiting. It's like you can't just type anything you want. It's just kind right. of fit a box. So it's sort of, yeah. So, okay. And you got even reviews. So it's good.
Okay.
Yeah. So you have that set up. But when is the last time you updated that section with something?
Well, these reviews are as new as the last few months. I had people write my reviews and I posted
them. Reviews, but I'm talking about the examples, the over here. Yeah.
That these?
Yeah.
The media stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's fairly new.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure. Sometimes people have like things that are 5 years old there. Like, you know, you do have to show some updates here and there, so. So I'm saying like it's good to refresh these like because there's only a limited amount of spots, whether it's 8 or something or 10.
Okay.
And then just, you know, you finish a new project and some of them are not worth, of course, putting up there, but some of them are. So every couple of months. And then there is like over here, they have a section on the left, which is projects that are, you know, that you're currently working on. I didn't even get into that, but yeah, those are like.
Yeah, I don't really use that.
Yeah, I don't even think it's a good idea to use it for me because. You're basically giving your competition people to contact and steal from you.
Right. That's a good point. Yeah. Okay. Do you need to see this page anymore? Do you want me
No. Just you have the request here on the left. I mean, we don't have to go into that. It's just, you know, that was the request there, you see. And that's where you get that. And I'm not sure you do have a paid you pay for your profile and stuff.
Do I pay for my profile?
The subscription. Yeah. Profile enhanced with premium. So you do have the premium LinkedIn version.
Yeah, well, I'm paying for Sales Navigator, so I don't know if that's part of it. But yeah, I don't know.
Okay. No. I'm still about to test it out because of a few other things. But yeah, I want to play with the. I'm not sure if the premium services is this, because there's like if you have the like that's a good question for you actually, is if you have the Sales Navigator, you do get the AI features. Just like you would have a premium profile, right?
I use, there may have been some back-end changes where they're now offering certain things that I'm just using just because now it's being offered to me, not because I've been paying attention to it. So I've been using LinkedIn Sales Navigator to try to target my services to particular kinds of industries and people and titles, you know? I'm not paying attention to the other things that it's giving me. So I know that LinkedIn, at least with my profile, can help you write things with AI. I tend not to do that. But other than that, yeah, I mean, there are some things that are very straightforward with LinkedIn and how you can rearrange and showcase. And there are some things like you even saw for yourself. Like it took 5-7 minutes to try to figure out the whole resources section. It's like this, it's ridiculous. You know,
And you don't want to spend your entire life on it either. So it's like,
right.
That's why it's like, you know, you just want to have the basic message out. And that's why I feel the most important about all of that is the banner, the profile picture, the headline text, the about, the services section you want to have set up. And over here, the skills, you always want to have as many as possible. So you have 53 on there. So like the skills is free.
Yeah, I got skills.
Yeah. So it's 53 you have on there. I think I have more, but. You know, whatever the limit is, you just put as many because it doesn't hurt. That section just is like, it's there, and you get endorsements from people for working with them. And you have a bunch of them, not too many now there on certain things, but I mean, whatever. It's just the section skill is just skills you have, so people want to go through your profiles more for informative purposes than anything else.
Right. Yeah,
and you have the recommendations there. So that's basically, I mean, it. And I mean, the rest of it is all the advanced features. Yeah. You know, like I know people that give courses just on the use of Sales Navigator. You know, I'm like, no, not for me yet. I mean,
I'm going to absolutely tweak the profile, you know, like sort of the shortening, the about us section. I'm going to play around with some of the language on the banner, right? But to keep it like short and sweet. I like the idea of it's a billboard. You know, I like that idea. It's and I like it. I'd like to use the white space better. I'd like it to feel a little more symmetrical. It's always great to get someone's eyeballs on it. We tend to put these things up and then sort of leave them there. And, you know, I think you and I have learned in our networking circles that LinkedIn is one tool to communicate your value and what you do to people, but actually talking to people is also very helpful, you know, to get in front of real people. But I really appreciate it.
No, that's I think where a lot of people miss the mark, because they, and you see this all the time. You get bombarded with these direct messages and sales email messages, and you know, it's kind of like, and then it runs everything. Well, we can automate all your entire sales pipeline on LinkedIn. I'm like, but that's not what LinkedIn is about. It's that, like you said, it's the communications. It's the interaction, and yeah, you just want to set up your profile properly, because it's like the cornerstone of your LinkedIn presence. But other than that is, you know, yeah, the communication is important, and just all these automations that go in, and then, yeah, we'll send out the messages and they'll reply to that. And this, A, it's illegal, sort of, it goes against community standards. And B, the whole thing just, you know, I mean, it's vague, it's empty, there's no human connection. And unless you're selling things for like $10 and stuff, is you're not really going to make any sales.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Well, I really appreciate it. You don't have to spend this time for free with people. But I think we both are in the spirit of trying to help and network and push people in the right direction.
That's always really the number one thing. Yeah, you're welcome. And that's always the number one thing is rule number one is show your skills publicly for free, because I don't think based on our conversations, you're going to start becoming a designer. Right. So because you have your business to do, but you always want to work with people and get advice from people that are focused on just that one specific thing. And same thing, me talking to you, I'm not going to go out and start teaching people how to speak. I mean, it was enough to doing that with my son, and I don't want to do it professionally. And I don't think he's still perfect at it, but I mean, you know, I have a lot of speaking experience in my lifetime. I spoke in front of crowds and live audiences, and I was on TV actually too as a translator. So I was live in a TV newscast where 2 million people watching me every morning. And I was like, so that's all experience, but it's not that doesn't mean I'm going to do it as a profession and teach it to people. And yeah, I'd rather send the people to you. Yeah. So, hey, listen, you know how to speak? Go talk to Paul. Leave me alone. Yeah.
Well, I think what your network and my network should learn from this makeover experience is that you can communicate your value in a number of ways. And if you run a business or you're the face of a brand, there's a way of communicating with your words on camera or on stage, and working with someone to make sure that is clear and direct and memorable. You also communicate your value with your digital profile. And that's something that you are keen, you know, on helping and providing people improve that kind of story that is told. It's a 1-2 punch here for people who are looking to communicate the story, the value.
Definitely.
With your words and with your profiles.
It's always teamwork, and there's no one person, although many people claim that they can do it, there's no one person that can really do it all for you. I mean, you know, even when we build websites, I have a team of coders and programmers that I could do WordPress websites, but I'm not going to say I'm a WordPress designer myself. Then I will lead the team, and I understand coding, but it's not my business. My business is just providing that service and connecting them to people that do that. And the same thing, you know, with the speaking and stuff is, you know, people will promise you the world and we can do everything all in one. Like, no, you can't. You have a team of people that has to work on that. And then everybody's a specialist in something. And that's the one thing about LinkedIn profiles is you want to be really good at the one thing. And the fact that you'll generate other business from it is fine, but you want to be known for the one thing.
Right. For sure. Thank you. Really appreciate it. And I hope that you drive traffic to you from this. I'll see you in the next networking group.
Oh, definitely. Have a great day. Thank you. And thanks for everybody watching and following. Even later, leave us a comment no matter when. We'll be checking back.